shepherd's fold, but I'll keep my focus right on Jesus. Set my sights on home. I can't get distracted, 'cause the fact is this ain't where I
Welcome to it, boys. I was almost late for church there for a minute. We had a little bit of programming going on here in the
quick staff meeting.
Yeah, and I smashed my finger trying to get my headphones on.
Trying to run up to the stage and start service.
Yes.
How tight are your headphones?
Well, they're nice ones, I can tell you that much. It was the adjustable part up here.
Oh, it pinched it.
I put the squeezum on it.
Yeah.
That's a good word right there.
Yeah, pinched it.
Word of the day right there.
Yeah.
Squeezum.
Mm-hmm. It didn't feel great. Welcome to it, everybody. My name is Devin Birdsong. I'm the pastor of this podcast. I've been pastoring here for almost 4 years now. Nobody voted me in. I appointed myself. And nobody's voting me out.
Well, that's what most day speakers say. If you can't get another church to elect you, start your own.
That's a hole in his favorite.
He's a pioneer in a work there in Brazil.
Spoken like a true day speaker. I feel like the Lord's calling me to start a church.
I don't think any of that's funny, actually.
Whoa. Oh, hello.
Hey, Herschel's calling. You think we're to take this?
Man.
Yeah.
Herschel, how you doing? Are you there, Herschel? Yeah,
welcome. That's my name.
How often is it that you call in?
Hey, I'm calling in. I didn't know I was calling in, but I am now.
You're live.
This really happened live, folks. I just got into my intro.
I'm flexible, guys. I'm flexible, okay? I appreciate it. I just had deep inside my aura something to talk about, and it completely left me when I realized that Hersha was calling.
Hey, thank you for reaching out.
Yes.
It's kind of a different twist.
Yeah. Also, thank me for not putting my phone on silent.
Yes. Hey, you're welcome for not putting your phone on silent. I'm glad you didn't.
Sounds like you're driving down the road. You and Loretta got a new ride, or what's the deal?
Yeah, we're going down the road. Yeah.
I like it when he's in a place where he can have full liberty.
Yeah.
And you can always tell.
Oh, great.
He's at his cousin's house again.
I'm working, boys. I'm working.
Sounds just like it.
Hey, is there a goat there, too?
What? No.
Hey, that could be something we do now. Let's go on down the farm. Did we hear a duck?
Okay. No?
You say you'll have some turkeys out there?
So no, y'all don't have turkeys.
No turkeys yet.
What about y'all? Have any? Is there any elephants around?
Hey, I think there is.
Good.
Hang on, I got a coughing. I got a smoker here too.
Do you feed him
coughing
too?
Or?
Yeah.
Yes.
You about gobbled up a lung? Is what you just happened?
I did.
Yeah, I guess Loretta got back from
the giraffe.
Loretta got back from the rapture, I guess.
She did. She made it back safe and sound.
Was she concerned about Brother Dustin not being here as we were?
No, she actually saw him up there for a little bit. She said.
Yeah.
She got to looking around and realized who made it and who didn't. She's like, you know what? I'll give the Lord a little more time to work on some other people.
For those of you that don't know, that's in reference to last week's episode.
Yeah. Yeah, we got about treetop high and decided to come on back down.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's the way she was, too. She actually messed up on her 7-year plan, messed up a little bit. So she realized her clock was off, so she came back.
She forgot she was on Oklahoma time.
She forgot she was on Oklahoma time. That's exactly right. Her clocks were still set on Eastern Standard.
Yeah.
That's understandable.
Well, is there anything else you was wanting to say to us?
Nope, not a bit. I changed my mind on everything I was going to say. No, hush, babe, hush. We know. They're on the air. I'm not going to ask him about that in front of those tens of listeners. Sorry.
Is she still as excited as she used to be about the Pod and Z episodes?
Yes.
Yeah.
She gives it two thumbs up, but if it's blurred a little bit, it looks like four thumbs up.
Yeah.
Well,
two big thumbs.
Oh, Z boy, he's a regular on this show too.
Yeah.
I noticed that. I thought he's kind of taken over with force there.
Yeah. It's not great, but we let him stay here.
Oh yeah.
I'm not proud of it. Well, thanks for calling Hirsch. I hate to end the end the call. I'm not trying to, if you're wanting to talk a while.
Don't mind me, boys. I don't know why I'm yelling, but it sounds better.
Yes, it does. Sounds more natural.
Mm-hmm.
Well, take care of the animals and tell Loretta we said hi and bye in the same sentence, I guess.
Hi-bye! I told her. We refer to that as hi-bye around here. Yeah. Oh, you said same sentence. Oh, they said hi and bye. I thought you said one word.
Well, I don't remember. Hey, God bless you. Thanks for being a listener.
Hey.
And a caller.
Y'all too.
Caller number one today. If you'll name that phrase that pays, we'll send you some Pod Me merch.
Bing bong.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Your new hat's on its way.
Hey, I appreciate that.
All right. We'll see you.
See you.
What about that, boys? We got a call from Herschel himself.
That was divine, I think.
Yeah, sounds like he's still doing good work. What was I doing? Was I in the middle of my introductions?
Yeah.
We got Deacon Dustin here. How you doing, Brother Dustin?
Good. Doing real good.
I'm so glad you are here.
that's much better.
Man, just to be on the open road again. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
I almost didn't make it. I was at that tattoo parlor. Yeah.
Really, I didn't think your head would be good for having a shaved head, but it looks really good.
It's turned out nice, ain't it?
Yeah.
As soon as I get some sun on it.
If you was to get a tattoo, what do you think you would get?
Oh, Bob wire. For sure. Bob wire.
Robert wire.
Is that just like a male and female Bob wire and barbed wire?
That's exactly how it is, Brooks.
It's a tough look.
Would it wrap around your guns?
Yes.
Yes.
No, just one.
Just one?
Always on your dominant arm.
Strong side.
Your strong arm? Yeah.
Which for you is right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What about you, Pastor?
It's good to see you, Brother Brad. That's our song leader.
I'm assuming a
tribal.
Cross.
Tribal, I think, tribal. Is what he's always kind of leaned to.
Yeah.
Day speaker or us.
I don't believe in tattoos.
No, me neither.
I don't believe it's good to get them. Yeah. Anyway, I have other ways of witnessing.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
So, Brad, you didn't have a preference on what you would get?
No.
No, never put no thought into it.
No time.
I mean, I'm not saying I've not put thought into it.
If the Lord wouldn't have messed it all up, I would have had a sweet tattoo right now.
He said no. All right, get spiritual on this, Pastor.
Okay, here we go.
Yesterday's a closing door, but you don't live there anymore.
I do. Phillips, Craig, and Dean?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Another just good one.
Yeah.
It's just good.
Tell your heart to beat again. I was listening to an interview of them lately. The interview's old, but they were talking about their career. They're three men that were in the ministry, and they made a vow when they first got into music that they would be back home every Sunday. And they talked about all the
That'd rigors be tough.
Of being on the road, yeah. And then, yes, be tremendously tough.
Yeah.
But they also wrote the majority of their own music, and that particular song came from a message that they heard preached. A pastor that they were friends with, they were listening preach, and he said that there was a heart surgeon that attended his church, was in his congregation, and he was intrigued with how they could do open heart surgery and someone survive that. And so he asked if he could have permission to sit in on a heart surgery, and somehow, I don't know how that took place.
It was definitely pre-COVID.
Yeah. He was able to sit in on that surgery when they took the heart out to do the bypass or whatever, had the patient on the heart machine, got the heart back in, and the heart surgeon began to massage the heart. He had told him, this is what's going to go on. I'll massage the heart back into rhythm, and then it'll start beating on its own. When we see that's all going well, we'll close the patient up and it'll be done. And he said that when they went to put the heart back in, the doctor did exactly what he said he was going to do, started massaging the heart and let go and nothing. So he's like, I was just like, here I am sitting in on one of these surgeries where they're not going to make it. And he was like, I was starting to feel this panic and everything, you know, everything got really, really serious. And he said that surgeon got up and walked around to the patient who was under anesthesia and said, look, I've done everything I can do. You know, surgery went just as planned, but you have to let your heart beat again. And he said, miraculously, in their subconscious, they heard.
Wow.
And the patient had no knowledge of it afterwards.
Yeah.
But it was in that moment. And he was like, I was just like, oh my word. When it looked like it was completely hopeless to me, all of a sudden this doctor has this conversation with this patient that's asleep.
Yeah.
And says, basically, this doctor was saying, you need to tell your brain to tell your heart to beat again.
Wow.
And anyway, it's a pretty awesome thing. Mm-hmm. And they use that as an analogy to those that are caught in failure, look like hopeless situations. You may have been forgiven by God, but you cannot forgive yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've dealt with folks over the years in the ministry that, okay, God's forgiven me, but I don't know if I can move on. I don't know, you know, and a lot of it came down to being able to forgive yourself. Maybe that's the message today for someone out there listening. You have it within yourself to listen to the word of God and tell your heart to beat again. You can climb out of failure. We've got unbelievable examples in the word of God. You know, Simon Peter, what an example of unbelievable failure. Reading through all that again over the past few weeks, Easter season, my goodness, he had opportunity to stay with the Lord and thought he would, then failed in the most monumental way. But somewhere along the way, he remembered the word of the Lord, wept bitterly, and God had a word of restoration for him after his resurrection. It's pretty awesome.
And then look at the impact he had on the Christian church from the very beginning.
He was the spokesman.
Right.
And the Lord had given him that special call.
It is interesting to hear the context of a song written like that. Kind of gives you a whole different meaning when you listen to it again and to know what was actually going on to spark that thought.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Songwriting has intrigued me.
Yes.
I think we've talked about this before, which Brother Dustin's a songwriter.
Yeah, he
wrote a big hit here on the podcast.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
It wasn't in a doctor's. It wasn't in the middle of a surgery, though.
It had to do with medical stuff, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a very cutting edge at the time.
Tell your friend to breathe again.
Yeah. Yes.
Because of the Rona.
Yeah, tell your friend to mask up again.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, it's a very, very relevant topic because we all from time to time find ourselves in those places where we don't know if we can make another step for God. Man, the church is filled with people that realized they had to rely on God. A lot of times in our fellowship of churches, we get this idea that we don't need to be saved anymore from years ago. You know, God rescued me out of a life of sin. God saved me when I was 9 years old, and I wasn't in the depths of sin, but I still had to be saved, trust in Him. Over time, I've just found out over and over and over how much we have to rely on the Lord. So many people think, well, what I got on Salvation Day was just enough. The same grace that rescues you on day one is available every day after that, and we find out how much we really have to rely on the Lord. I made reference to this in Sunday school class, but that song, Brother Brad, the hymn that you sing, He Saves My Soul, oh, bless His name.
Yeah.
We were singing that here recently, and I was looking at the words, and it just kind of hit me. He saves.
Saves, yeah.
And if you look at John 3:16, the word believeth is something, my understanding, that the Greek has a present continuous verb.
Right.
So we're rescued, but we continually need to be rescued. So for God so loved the world that whosoever goes on believing in Him will go on having everlasting life.
Yeah.
We certainly need to be rescued on day one, but it's an ongoing relationship, and we can't skip a day of having that communion with the Lord, or else we will find out in grand fashion just how much, most of the time by the end of the day, how much we needed that.
And you mentioned that recently at church of how He saves us every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that song, it's still powerful if we sing it. And I think sometimes we do. He saved my soul.
Mm-hmm.
That's still a powerful line. But yeah, thinking about that He saves, He goes on saving.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really encouraging to me to see people that you always just see them as regular church members in the church, and you kind of from a teenager's viewpoint, they've always had it perfect. And I'm not saying you should, you know, seek out people's struggles, but when you hear of somebody older and what they've been through, and even people that have fallen, to hear that they've got back up from things that are probably way bigger than most of us have ever struggled with or whatever, but then you see that they're back up on their feet and you would never know it if somebody hadn't have told you about it. It's super encouraging to see that you can get back up from just about anything.
I thought too, the perspective of the doctor and the guy sitting in, that they were pulling so hard for that guy to live.
Sure.
And I think sometimes we get so caught up in our own, you know, whatever it may be, mistakes or faults and failures, that we lose sight that there's so many people pulling for us and wanting us to keep living.
Right.
The devil will tell you nobody cares. You might as well quit. You might as well do, you know, nobody really wants you to live or not. But I think in the back, we've got to remember that there's, you know, a bunch of people and God. I mean, he wouldn't have sent His Son if He wasn't wanting us to live, like you were saying. So,
amen.
Something you got to remember as well.
And I think in this, the feeling of isolation comes to people of, I'm the only one that's ever failed this many times. And what Brooks was saying, you look around, especially in a service, and you ever looked at somebody and just thought, they just have it all figured out.
Mm-hmm.
I tell this in Sunday school all the time. I heard my grandpa one time praying, and you didn't have to be super close to hear him praying, but I overheard him, you know, asking the Lord to forgive him. And it's just kind of like, for what?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you don't need to do this. You've got it made. Right. Is how I, you know, how I felt in my heart looking at him. But then again, it was kind of comforting. Okay, I guess I'm not the only one that falls sometimes.
Yeah.
This actually happened at the deacon's house one time years and years ago. We was having a conversation in his garage, and there was something that in my mind, I felt like I was the only person that was struggling, I guess. And not that I always looked at you as just a spiritual giant.
We're learning stuff.
But
I've felt your gaze on me a few times.
but this particular day.
Deacon, what makes you so strong?
Said no one ever.
Yeah, so honestly, I remember it very vividly. On the way, I was so discouraged. And we was working on a project for several hours. And then during that day, it just somehow come up. And he let me in on a little secret, and I don't think he even meant to, but I realized he's not perfect either. And I left so encouraged, not to know that he wasn't perfect. I mean, I wasn't disappointed.
And how long had you known him?
And then we've had many, many years of friendship since then.
Yes. But well, just that feeling of it's not just me. And if God can forgive him and he can forgive himself, then, and I know God's forgiven me, then I can forgive myself.
Well, you brought up the Apostle Peter. His work was far from being done even on the day of Pentecost.
Yeah.
The other story that's wonderful to me is Paul and Barnabas, not there to their contention wasn't wonderful.
No.
But their contention was over Barnabas's nephew, John Mark, who on the second missionary journey, traveling with Paul and Barnabas, was like, "Hey, here we go, boys." Paul's like, "He ain't going." They parted ways over that.
Mm-hmm.
But he went back to Jerusalem, which is where Peter was the pastor of the church. And later in Paul's life, he requested, in the last letter that he wrote, he requested that John Mark be brought to him. And he said, "He's profitable to me for the ministry." Right. Mm-hmm. Somewhere along the way, that failure wasn't cause for John Mark to abandon his faith in God.
Yeah.
You got to be able to think. Somewhere along the way, Simon Peter said, "Hey, if you think you've made a bad blunder," whatever the blunder was, we don't even know.
Right.
Except that he turned around, you know?
Well, even when he was talking about the isolation, was it Elijah that had done this unbelievable miracle?
Mount Carmel, yeah.
And then he just goes right into the wilderness, basically, and just wants to die, says he's alone.
Alone, yeah.
And I think that's the isolation is very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody can fall into that. And he was quick to tell him that, you know, I've got 7,000.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you wonder, where were they? Were they people he knew and just forgot about? Or just was he so blinded by just this is the end, take me on, I'm done, I'm through fighting. But I think there's always more out there than the devil wants you to know. He wants you to think that this is it.
No one specific, but sometimes we try to portray that look of perfection that we've just always had it figured out, especially in a place of a position. You know, you want people to be able to trust you, and of course you need that, but I'm always refreshed by honesty. And I don't think, Brother Devin, you need to get behind the mic and list off all your failures. No. There's no, you know, victory
maybe
in that.
Maybe a couple. Yeah. I mean, just to let us
maybe
see
the worst
how,
one. Just.
Right here in the room.
Yeah.
But when you see people as people and you realize that they're not on this pedestal, because it's like, do they get to a point where the devil doesn't tempt them anymore? Do they get to the point where they're past falling? Why can't I get to that point where, you know, and that's not, I don't think that's an attainable place.
No. And that has been the old crutch of, you know, you don't want to be the first to step out because that shows weakness or,
absolutely.
You know, you don't want to put a question on your life.
Right.
But yet when somebody else does it, it's just refreshing to see that. And you're just man, I know what they're going through. You know, you'll immediately identify with that.
And you give them the mercy that you don't think people will give you, where you're like, "Oh, I'm so glad I knew you needed help." But they're thinking the same thing about you when it's your turn.
Yeah, you're not down there trying to figure out what's going on with everybody.
No.
Yeah, we continually need to be rescued for sure.
Absolutely.
Whew, boy, I tell you.
Man.
I didn't expect, especially coming off of a call from Herschel, for us to all feel like this.
No.
Let's hear some feedback.
10 stars.
10
stars.
There's
10 stars here.
Did they write in twice? Or?
They'll be putting 15 after they hear what we just had.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Pardon Me Men. This is the best podcast I've ever heard.
Hang on. Pardon Me Men. That's me and you and Brother Dust.
Yeah.
There you go.
The grown-ups.
The grown-ups. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I love the humor and the deacon's Bible insight. But on to more serious topics, I just accepted the call to preach and have been fighting the devil with him saying that the call is not really God. It's just because my dad is a preacher. The episodes of Brother Tim Hudson and Brother Donnie King has helped me through this time, as well as the episode with just you all. Love the podcast. Keep it up.
Well, thank you for the feedback, and God bless you in your ministry.
Yeah, we could see how that you would have, you know, this way on your mind, but I think if you can go back to your calling, and I think you would know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So good luck in your endeavors.
Luck.
Good blessings in your endeavors.
Don't call him lucky, call him blessed.
Who was that? Was that the Hemp Hills?
That was the Hemp Hills.
Okay, yeah. Man, I know a lot of Hemp Hills songs.
Yeah.
P.S. My first sermon was about Elijah and Elisha, And for the first 5 minutes, I said Elisha instead of Elijah. It was humiliating, but I regained my composure and kept on preaching.
Hey, that's a common mistake.
Yeah.
Okay, I retract everything that I said. I don't know if you are called.
And I hope for your first sermon, it says the first 5 minutes, and then he says, kept on preaching. I hope.
That should be like 2 more minutes. And then
We hope you was at the halfway point.
I hope at least. There. Yeah. That's a good starting. Let's say 5 to 15 is a good first timer.
Yeah.
Right?
Or maybe even just keep it around that range.
Really, you could be preaching for 25, 30 years and still do that.
Yeah. Right? These sermonettes are for Christianettes.
Oh, man.
All right, joke is the next one.
Okay.
I have a couple of jokes for you. Question, what do you find in a clean nose?
Oh, man, in a clean nose.
This is good. The answer, fingerprints.
All right.
It says I have a couple jokes for you, but that was...
He was only counting with one finger.
Yeah.
The other ones were busy.
Yes, they were.
Man.
That's leaving fingerprints in right there. Digging in.
Dig in, church.
Yeah. Dig deep.
All right. A note from the archives. Okay. Brother Brad, I just wanted to pass on this note from the archives. You did share with us in a previous episode that you shared that you used the song Dive by Stephen Curtis Chapman to witness in school. Why you did not use your favorite group, Kingsmen, I do not know. Seems like that would have been a little more of a witness, especially the song Stand Up.
No.
What is that
one? No. Stand up. If you love Jesus, stand up. Which my young friend, and I'm not talking to you, Brad, but I am talking to you as well. That was an old country song that they redone the lyrics to make it a gospel song.
But we would have never known.
I wouldn't. Now, the students I was reading it to may have known.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing I went with Dive.
Yeah, they would have seen through
Dive. There's no secular version of Dive.
No.
We're doing some callbacks to previous episodes here, and it's okay during feedback time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone asked me why, when we had Steel Bill on here a few weeks ago doing the Southern Gospel Trivia, why we didn't call him out for saying his favorite song was Meet Me at the Table. Oh, Heavy B. Shout out to you.
The millions will be fed.
Oh, that's funny.
Shout out to you, Heavy B.
By the way, Loretta 3.33 says that if your memory has become worse than mine, then you need to see a doctor. Respectfully yours, Herschel 3.33.
Oh, it's been a while, Herschel 3.33.
Okay. He leaves us with a quote. There are no gray areas, just black and white mixed together, and you have to separate them. From Hershite Nerd Zero.
Okay.
Good to know.
He said it.
All right. Trypophobia.
Scared of trips.
Yeah. After listening to the phobia episode, I am scarred for life. I shudder to think about it. I've included this picture for the pleasure for Brother Dustin.
No, I'm not going to partake in your wicked heart.
To be honest, I have this phobia before. I just didn't know what it's called. Thanks for the emotional damage for life.
I will admit, when I saw that picture, it bothered me a touch.
Don't do it. Don't show it to me.
Show it to him.
It is Be offense about my eyes right now, Jesus. Be offense. Google,
there wasn't anything attached at all.
Well, I'll go ahead and show him the attachment.
And it was trypophobia.
Oh, yeah. They spelled it wrong.
Let's see.
I got to turn my safe search settings off to even show you this.
Yeah, because it's not. Oh, Jesus.
Let me see. Mercy. Oh, I can't take it.
That hurts me so.
Tell my heart to breathe again. Imagine how aerodynamic your hand would be.
We lost. No, it wouldn't be either.
High fives would be just killer.
When you clap at church, it'd just whistle.
It'd be what if like little things came out?
Speaking of that,
like
little seeds.
Yeah. I just imagine little worms coming up. Yeah,
little pods.
Yeah.
Jesus, I'm right now.
Yeah.
Are y'all big fan of whistling in church? I've heard a couple of whistlers in the past.
I'm not.
It's kind of still in feedback.
Yeah, we got a couple more. All right, more of the Brock's music. Also a suggestion.
Oh, okay.
The subject.
Oh, Tam's 88 keys, probably.
The Brock's have made some good music. Let me start that over. The Brock's have made some good music.
The Brock's is reading.
Take your time. Don't let them
They have lots of CDs out.
Yeah. and you can play it more often. But let's get to the real reason I'm making this, so that you can check out the Lloyd family music. Just like there are tears of joy, there may be laughs, sadness. Is it Resurrection Sunday and Monday or Easter? I think there's several questions there.
They want us to reference listening to the Lloyds.
Okay.
The Lloyd family music.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard that. It's very good. Go check it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then there's two or three questions.
Yeah. Just like there are tears of joy, there may be laughs, sadness. I think that's a statement.
That's kind of an oxymoron.
Tears of joy and laughs of sadness.
You ever been so sad you laughed?
No. Did you ever get the nervous laughs like when you was getting in trouble?
Mm-hmm.
I think we might have talked about that. I vividly remember one time my dad was getting me like really, 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 really stern.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt the joy of the Lord bubbling up in my heart. And I remember fighting it for a minute and he was chapped. And I just bust out laughing in his face. Like,
did it go well?
I'll never forget the confused look on his face. Like, what is wrong? I was just like, I'm sorry, Dad. I just need to laugh. And he kind of calmed down.
Try like, that.
I guess I'm just by myself out here.
I don't remember laughing.
I've always had like the
Wim Hof. Anybody? Yeah. Wim Hof?
I remember Tamara saying one time, that didn't hurt.
Mm.
And we both kind of chuckled about that. But then the laughter turned to great sorrow
and
pain.
My son tried that here some time back.
Yeah.
That's just a challenge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah. Is it Resurrection Sunday and Monday or Easter?
Resurrection Sunday and Monday?
I don't think I've ever heard the Monday reference.
Mm-mm.
Have you? It's always Sunday.
He got up on the first day of the week. That would be Sunday. Sunday.
But you also, we celebrate that day on Easter. Always Sunday. I don't know. Maybe there's
the day after Easter is Monday.
Maybe there's an Easter Monday somewhere.
Maybe so.
If it's a parable, we are not understanding.
No.
All right. It's a dark parable.
Yeah. All right. Thankful for the trash pile is the last one here.
All right, man.
I'm not sure if you planned it this way, but the new episodes releasing on Wednesdays truly blesses me every week. I'm usually pretty wrung out with life by Wednesday, so between podding me and church, I'm able to trudge on to the weekend. I thoroughly enjoyed the Easter throwback and figured you might as well know my two cents on how you run the podcast. I personally would love some serious content from time to time.
Well,
but just do as you feel led, brother. I'll support y'all either way. Not on Patreon, but maybe someday.
I appreciate
that. We was about to give you a really God bless you.
Yeah, but that's really funny.
I honestly don't remember what the inspiration for Wednesdays was other than it's midweek service, but I don't remember how that all came about.
Yeah, know? I don't either.
I don't.
It was a good inspiration.
I think might have just been a play on the pod meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you for all y'all do. Found the song that the deacon might like.
Okay.
Sincerely, a chatty heifer.
Hmm. That could be a host of them. A chatty heifer.
Her name is Heather.
Yeah.
Heather.
You remember old Heather back in the day?
That's Piffany's sister, ain't it?
Piffany and Heather used to be best friends.
What a Heather.
We need to figure out what their last name was.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Piffany and Heather. And did they have another sister?
Oh, they had a bunch of sisters.
I knew they would.
Yeah.
We just can't remember any of their names right now.
They were younger. They wasn't in our age bracket. I do remember Heather, though.
I remember Piffany.
Yeah. Heather was she a big girl?
She wouldn't have fit on the back of your moped, I don't think.
You would have found Heather at a Galentine somewhere.
Yeah, I think she was.
Please, no more.
Are you getting in trouble every time that's referenced? Kind of.
Text you the link if you want to.
Okay. Let's see what this song's all about.
Yeah, play it for me. I like a good song every once in a while. See if you can read me very well. All right.
Easy listening right here.
So far, so good.
I like that click.
Yeah.
Side the snare.
Bit of slide.
If you're walking through darkness,
oh my man,
the Gordon?
Bite. Gordon Moat.
Yeah.
The weight has been heavy. Too weary to fight.
That word.
You can borrow my strength.
It's too soon.
If yours is all gone, we're all just walking each other home. We are wayfaring strangers.
Oh man, there he is.
Share common ground.
Randy, my boy.
When life has its ups.
Ain't it, Randy?
Yeah. Is it mowing season yet?
Yeah, it is.
Because little Dave may be able to hear this episode. Yeah. A lot of old references here today on this podcast.
So walk with me, come take my hand.
I think it's a success. He's liking it, aren't you?
Oh, love it.
All right. We appreciate that feedback. Brother Bruce, you got some feedback on Apple?
Yeah, we got an Apple review. The title of this one
take a couple deep breaths. Take your time.
Brooks, it's not a race.
No.
Okay.
I was just excited.
The race is not to the swift.
Yes.
This one comes in from Eclipse.
Okay, maybe it's a little bit of a race.
Mall and VeggieTales.
Is that the title?
That's the title.
Eclipse, Mall.
And
Veggie Tales.
Eclipse. Okay.
Dear Pod and me. Hey.
Hey.
How are y'all this Wednesday or whatever recording day this is for you? How are y'all?
I'm not going to tell.
You don't think they care?
I'm not going to tell what recording day is.
Yeah.
We just show up here every Wednesday.
It might be a Monday evening. We don't know.
We may or may not have a tornado outside right now.
Don't put us in a box.
On the subject of the eclipse, me and my family and some of our friends made the trip from Somerset, Kentucky to Austin, Indiana to see 100% totality. About a 3-hour drive. We're not special. We're homeschooled. Brooks.
We call that special ed in public school.
Dropped out of special ed class and started homeschooling. Brooks, my 75-ish-year-old mama still calls her deceased mom and dad, mommy and daddy. Isn't that sweet?
Hang on. You're drawing it out too much.
Am I?
Yes. Mama, not ma-ma. We're not singing Oldridge Boys. Mow, mow. That's not mama.
And papa, mama.
Just say it fast.
Mama.
No, still that's no. No, still right, no.
You say it again.
Mama.
Mama.
There. Exactly. Okay.
Now it's the same.
No, it's not. Mow, mow. You read it like
mama.
Mama.
Okay.
You drag out the second
my 75-year-old ish mama.
There you go. Thank you.
Makes it sound so much better.
Conscious effort.
Yeah. Yes.
If y'all are looking for a new theme song, look up, quote, The VeggieTales Remix by Shama Merima. Merima?
Mama. Merima. By Shama Mama.
M-R-E-M-A.
The Shama Mama.
Shama Mama. You guys will love it. For some reason, my dad thinks it's too much rap. Must be a pastor thing.
Then
too much.
We're thanks not for reading my long-ish feedback. This comes in from Trinity Jones from Somerset, Kentucky.
Is there such a thing as too much rap?
I don't think so. Talk to tomatoes. If a Forrest, is this you?
Hang on. Smile.
If you like to waltz with potatoes up and down the produce aisle. Have we got a show for you?
Little show. Oh, yeah.
Little show.
Broccoli, celery, gotta be veggie tail, lima beans, collard greens, peachy keen,
veggie tail,
cauliflower, sweet and sour.
I can't hardly do that on this episode. We was pretty spiritual earlier. Seems a little sacrilegious.
Just a little bit.
Oh, man. Somebody just took their liberty right there.
Yeah, they did.
I'm telling you, they did.
So the dad says it's a little too much.
Yeah. She said it must be a pastor thing.
So true.
Must be a pastor thing.
Just killing the rap vibes.
Yeah. Hey, Dad. You know what we need? A word of the week.
Thank you, Addison, for requesting that.
Can't say no to that.
Hmm. Okay. Y'all want to hear the word of the week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Impignorant.
Also,
don't.
A gallon dimes.
No.
In pig.
Not in. M. Impignorant.
In.
Was that
impignorate.
Was that one of the younger sisters?
Impignorate.
Heather.
That was Piffany and Heather's younger sister. Impignorant.
Oh, man. It's like a dumb pig.
Impignorant.
Narrate.
Narrate.
Impignorate.
Impignorate.
Narrate.
Turning somebody into a pig.
Impignorate.
What about our studio audience? Do you have any thoughts? Oh, stubborn.
Stubborn.
Stubborn. Okay, that was the guest from the studio audience. Shout out to you, Bryce. It means to pledge, pawn, or mortgage.
Okay. Impignorate.
I think I've just used the word mortgage.
Mortgage or pawn?
Yeah.
Pledge. I think they sound better.
Yep. I impignorate.
Allegiance.
Yeah.
Like allegiance.
Like if you was to do.
It kind of rolls off the tongue does. Better. Impignorate. I'm ignorant allegiance to the United States of America. Or to the flag.
To the flag.
Yeah. Ray Bolt had that song, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
I impignorate.
To the lamb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all know the song.
Mm-hmm.
So if you was to say, like if you was at a youth camp mm-hmm. and you yes. was trying to really floss.
Yeah.
Right.
We got any impignorants?
Yeah.
There's impignorant cards.
I would like to impignorate 10,000.
Yeah.
Me right here with my hand up right here. You see me.
Here, I'll stand up if y'all need me to.
Hey. There's 10 more of you that could impignorate 10,000.
Speaking of impignorating large sums of money,
yeah.
Could y'all do this? I've had several requests. Could y'all do a rich man, poor man spring break edition? Like what y'all did for spring break? I know this is kind of putting y'all on the spot. We haven't even talked about this. I think it'd be good. Brooks has never got to sit on one of these.
Maybe give us one more time to plan something. Because I'm just...
Okay.
I'm not anything.
You didn't go anywhere exotic on...
No.
Didn't you tell me that you went to Bora Bora? Where did you go, poor man?
We can try to do something, I guess. I guess or try to do something or just tell our
what
our happenings.
Did.
Poor man, where'd you go?
Rich man, poor man, spring break edition. Here we go.
Hey, Brother Brad.
Hey, Dustin.
Does the rich man can't be a brother?
It was, that was on purpose.
How hard for a rich man to enter?
That was very biblical.
Wow.
I have a needle right here.
Listening to a camel try to figure the eye of a needle right now.
So how things going with you guys?
Going good. How are you doing?
Good.
What have y'all been up to?
Oh, just got in from the spring break.
Oh, yeah?
What about you guys? Did y'all do anything fun?
Our kids had spring break a few weeks back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did y'all go anywhere?
We went to Eureka Springs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the Passion Play?
Yeah, the Passion Play. And then there was several like flea markets and antique shops. Yeah. We went and looked at some of those.
Oh, yeah. We'd done something similar a few years ago. We had took the kids over to Jerusalem. And how was it for you guys? I don't want to overshadow her.
No, it was good. Yeah. The kids really loved it.
Yeah.
Can I interject something here? He got the experience of the same guy got to play Judas, Jesus, and Simon Peter. What did you see, rich man?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's quite a production. I would really recommend it if you can ever get, you know, and I don't think it's that. I thought it was very affordable,
Right.
Are you interested in it or
do honestly, you? I would love to go.
Yeah.
To
it is.
Yes.
It is something else. I remember just openly weeping.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that don't come around very often. Right. You know, when you get a lot of money, you kind of get calloused.
How much would it cost? I mean, I've got four kids.
To go to?
For me and my wife, my four kids.
How? I mean, if you want to just, I wouldn't take less than, or plan on less than 40 G's.
Does Southwest fly to Israel?
Well, I'm not sure. I had a private plane, I don't know. I'm sure commercial airlines do go over there. I don't know. I've never checked on that. But
yeah,
I mean, that's your bare bones, you know, if you're just wanting to go over there and just kind of see it and then get back. But we actually ended up staying a couple weeks and walk the steps of Jesus, you know. That's something I'd always wanted to do, and I got to do it.
Yeah.
Not every step, but, you know, as close as they can. They can pinpoint you, you know, right there. But
right.
But we didn't go this year. That we went to Turks and Caicos. It was around the just right after, I mean right before the eclipse.
Uh-huh.
And these special starfish were coming up that only make an appearance every like 10 years. So we wanted to gather a few for the kids.
Right.
And, you know, it wasn't that expensive. And right. That's something that they had wanted to do. So that's what we did. You know, it was fun.
Yeah.
Done some parasailing. That was pretty fun.
Now, you talked about the starfish for the kids. We did something kind of interesting.
Yeah.
We went down to the holy city of the Wichitas.
Yeah.
Down in Lawton.
Yeah.
And then on the way back up home, we went through Noble.
Yeah.
And we got all the kids a rose rock.
Yeah. That's very similar.
Yeah.
Very similar. It's just Noble, you say.
Yeah. Noble, Oklahoma.
Huh. That's really just right by where you live, right?
It's close.
Yeah. 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. If you just planned it, Turks Caicos, probably it was several hours flight, but. Anyway, they've got a lot of neat things to do there. It wasn't really a religious trip at all. You know, I don't know if I even thought about Easter or anything now that you say that, but I'm glad y'all did.
Yeah, we had a good time.
I'm glad y'all did. But I mean, I'm thankful for the blessing the Lord's given me. And I think it's by him that he's gave me so much wealth. I see that as a...
yeah.
Kind of like he's
condoning?
Yeah. Yeah, that he put his stamp approval on my life, that I'm making so much money, able right. to provide such nice things for my family.
Right.
I don't know if it's lived up to what you'd wanted or not.
You haven't even had to impregnate your house or anything,
no,
have you?
No.
Yeah, I think
you think we got it?
Very strong segment. <All right. laughs> Rich man, poor man, spring break edition.
I do have something else here, though, I want to. It's been a while since I've read the Bible.
It has been.
According to y'all.
Yeah.
Since you've been to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've brought any of my Bible readings, yes. I guess I should
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
I'm just going to drop in here. This is in Joshua 22, and let's go to verse 34.
Old Testament.
Yeah. And the children, I might back up. I like it when a preacher does that.
Oh, I love that. You know yes. they're about to you know, catch
let
some
me,
goodness.
Let me get 30. You know what? Let me start up here.
Let's just go to verse 1.
You know, let's go back a chapter.
You know okay. what? You know what?
There's so much good. There's so much good. I don't know where to start.
We're just standing. You go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and take your time finding where you want to drop in at. We'll stop in here. That's what a lot of day speakers do. Anyway, Joshua 22 and
meet
33.
Him at Joshua 22
we also
and
always like, you can tell which verse they're really wanting to preach out of because they'll like really emphasize, for God so loved the world.
Well, we know the title.
Yes.
Oh, this is
you
fun,
guys have
it?
Y'all have preaching so figured out.
Oh man,
I'm gonna Google that.
Yeah. All right, Joshua 22 and 33. And the thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God and did not intend to go up against them in battle to destroy the land wherein the children of Reuben and Gad dwelt.
Y'all did back up.
Now I want y'all to listen right okay. here. This is where I'm really,
trying, I'm really
to trying
to get. Yeah.
And the children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar Ed. For it shall be a witness between us and the Lord, us that the Lord is God.
Oh, Ed.
So they call the altar Ed. So I don't know if they were church hoppers and had been going up to the church of Larry before this.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Over to special Ed.
Yes.
Yes.
Homeschooled.
Anyway, yeah. It just kind of struck me funny.
That's
so.
Good. Yeah, that's real good. I'm the glad altar you finally read your Bible.
The reading the text, mm-hmm. This was mentioned in Sunday school a few weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
about appreciating when a preacher will have everyone stand and then read a few verses and then allow you to sit down, mm-hmm. and then continue to read on.
Yeah.
That yes. same day that was
I
mentioned,
did that.
Exact same thing.
Yes.
The pastor's son turned around and gave me a good look. It was like it was fulfilled yes. right in front of our eyes.
I didn't want to keep you standing the entire time.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I have no problem standing for the Bible, like none.
Yeah.
Same.
But it is one of those things to where you'll stand for that first time, and then if they ever go back and reference it, like, and then I'm going to read over here.
You feel like you need to stand again. Like,
if everybody would just stand back up again. It could be just total chaos for a little while.
Have you ever thought, though, for a visitor So growing up, we never stood.
Mm-hmm.
That was a something new that our new
new
administration. Brought, and I have once again have no problem with it whatsoever. But when, if a new person comes, you think about it on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
All right. You stand for the youth choir. Mm-hmm. You sit down. Then you stand up if the pastor's family sings. You sit back down. Then you stand up for the reading of the text.
Then at altar service, you stand
up. Yeah, I don't think anything about it, but I have thought before.
A lot of calisthenics.
But yes. But I think a lot of other denominations do even more.
They do.
Like Methodist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And for sure, Catholic.
Catholic,
Presbyterian,
yeah.
Catholic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They do some kneeling, too, right?
Lots, yeah.
Catholic, at least, mm-hmm. I believe.
And you?
I thought we was talking about Christian denominations.
Some of the others, you get a little cardio involved in theirs, too.
Yeah. That's the only moving they have in the service, though.
Man. Thanks for that. Bleed over to my new segment, or my next segment. Okay. My new, it's very popular.
Yes.
You guys know what you get when you cross a centipede with a parrot?
I don't know.
Any guesses?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Walkie-talkie.
That's
pretty strong.
Anyway, we have some leftover popsicles from the jokes segment this week.
Brooks, it's my segment, bro.
Yeah.
You got a whole show.
Yeah, Laffy Taffy wants their jokes back.
This is more of like a story here.
Oh, good.
Oh, my favorite. Mm-hmm. Can I stand for this?
Yeah. I recently went to the bank, and it's kind of half and half. I like to go in and, you know, visit with the tellers, but most of the time I do the whole drive through. Which is a whole experience.
Mm-hmm.
Are the tellers male or female?
About half and half.
Also,
this goes in and visits with them.
The bank drive through.
Well,
system?
The males are tell hims. Hey, that was right on.
That, that was very organic.
They knew. Yeah, everyone knew that was fresh from the noggin.
I don't know that I've ever pulled in a bank drive-through without being like 2 inches too far away from the little tube box thing.
You have to hang out.
So you're out there, your feet is the only thing still inside your vehicle. You're right.
Yeah.
Here, I'll just grab the pin out of the little tube thing right here.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate the tube. I like to pull up to the commercial drawer where they can kind of get it out a little farther.
Nice paperweight inside.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go back.
Anyway, go
you
ahead.
Go ahead.
You go in and visit with the tellers.
While
and
I was
tell
sitting
him.
In the drive-thru, I noticed the guy standing in front of the ATM.
Hmm.
And that's kind of odd. You know, most people use a vehicle to drive it. He was just standing in front of the ATM. And it wasn't the fact that he was standing there that caught my attention. It was how he was standing.
Hmm.
He was standing on one leg.
Yeah.
It was the craziest thing. And I'm not a guy, like, I'm kind of a live and let live guy. I'm right. not at all going to ask what's going on.
Sure.
But I felt like I had to. So I was like, hey, bud, what are you doing? He's like, checking my balance. you're welcome, everybody.
Man. Oh, my goodness.
I feel like it's been a profitable day, you might say.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing is we put the good stuff in the first half.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
People got at least something out of it.
Well, it's just progressively got worse.
Yes.
And it just ended on the lowest.
On a low note, very low note.
No, I
felt
like
heart
it ended.
To beat again, people.
Yes, please.
Tell your ears you can listen again.
Yes. Tell your jokes to be funny again. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for listening.
If you like what you hear and want to show support,
hit the support link in the description below.